Hi, Bonnie.
Hello, Dr. Wright.
Hello, ma'am.
Yes, I heard about your first caller talking about the B vitamins and stuff. I heard about that this morning on the radio as well. And so my question to you was going to be the niacinamide. Did you say 1,500 milligrams a day? Or because she mentioned 3,000, and I'm not sure that's the right amount. And I was wanting to ask you about that because I have aches and pains all over. I have fibromyalgia and sciatica from a back injury, and I'm trying to use the niacinamide instead of pharmaceutical drugs.
Yes, ma'am. Well, the niacinamide is quite specific for the aches and pains that come from osteoarthritis or degenerative arthritis.
Yeah.
And what the niacinamide does is actually help those cells to re-energize and rebuild themselves. The niacinamide participates in helping the cell to make more ATP, which is the energy molecule. Once it does that, it can recover. This was all researched, and not the ATP part, but the fact that it worked back in the 1940s.
And 1940s,
great. It works on over 90% of the people who have osteoarthritis. I didn't read the book till the 1970s, but that's what it's done, is it's worked on over 90%, and people get rid of the osteoarthritis aches and pains. Now, insofar as other aches and pains, it's not going to help too much with those. And back to dosages now, it is indeed a total of 3,000 milligrams in a day. Is that safe? Yes, it is. As the doctor who came up with it, Dr. Kaufman back then, pointed out that in the very few people for whom it's too much, they're going to get a low-grade nausea, just kind of, like I'm getting a little seasick on this boat that I don't go out on very often. And if that happens, it means too much niacinamide. But if it does not happen, which it rarely does, it's less than 2%, then it's safe to take that much. And where we get to the 1,500 or the 3,000 is men, and I know you're not a man, but men are not as good at taking their pills as the ladies are. And this doctor said, in order to get it to work, you have to take it several times a day. So he was having people take 1,000 milligrams three times a day, and he pointed out that it did not work as well to take the 3,000 milligrams all at once. It had to be kind of a over time. So anyway, somebody invented a time release. It's a natural time release, 1,500 milligram, and that one lasts 8 to 12 hours before it's all gone. So for the guys, I'll tell them, well, take 1,500 milligram time release twice a day. So why don't I tell that to the ladies? Because it's a big honking pill, and many of the ladies have trouble getting it down.
Right, I do,
Us guys don't. So it really is 1,000 milligrams three times a day. And as the Dr. Kaufman pointed out back in the 1940s, nobody notices any improvement for the first 3 or 4 weeks. And then after that, oh, yes, I think it's improving. And by 3 or 4 months, that's when we have our over 90% complete control of osteoarthritis pain. But, ma'am, it won't work on sciatica. I'm sorry. It works on those cartilage cells.
Okay. I also just went to the Lifeline screening where they told me that I have severe osteoporosis. Does that help with osteoporosis then?
No, ma'am, but there definitely is something that helps, and I've been convinced by women statisticians and engineers who keep very good track of stuff about how long it takes. It usually will take to go from severe osteoporosis all the way to normal about 5 or 6 years. Now, it does, but if a person has their DEXA scan, that's what it's called, as you know, and they have that, and then they start on this stuff, and they go to another DEXA scan in a year, and some people rush it a little and want to see what happens in 9 months. They've always got a small but significant improvement, and then every year when they get back, there's more and more improvement. Now, what it is, it's a multiple mineral mostly with a couple 3 vitamins in it, such as vitamin K, and it makes sure to include the things that really stimulate bone rebuilding and slow down but not kill the cells that break down bone. That's the fault of all the patent medicines against osteoporosis. They kill those cells, and that's why we get our jaw bones deteriorating sometimes. Well, this is called Osteomins, O-S-T-E-O.
Osteomins, okay.
M-I-N-S. And yes, I did formulate it after reading all the research I could possibly find about it. And it's a lot of pills, but the reason it's so many is that all the minerals are delivered in something called the citrate form, calcium citrate, magnesium citrate, zinc citrate, all the citrates. And the reason for that is so many of us, when we have osteoporosis, part of the cause of it, getting back to cause, was that the stomach acid, which declines with time, according to even Mayo Clinic, it was not enough to pull all the minerals that we need for our bones out of the food anymore. Well, researchers found that the citrate form needed the least hydrochloric acid to get into the body. So that's why it has to be in the citrate form, which is why there's so darn many capsules. And a person has to take the AM ones 2 in the morning and then 4 of the PM ones at lunch and at dinner. But it really does work for the large majority of women who use it, ma'am. They don't have to.
Oh, that's great. That's really great. I remember you saying one time that when you get B12 shots, you should get B1 added to...
That would be B10, ma'am. It's otherwise called folate.
Okay. And so it's more effective if it has the B10 in with the B12?
Yes, ma'am, because the two of them very, very frequently work together.
Okay. I have another question. I use Ironcast bypans a lot.
Can you hang on until after the break? We have to do a break here, but you will be back with us right after the break. Thank you. But anyway, Bonnie, what's last on your mind?
My question was, for over 50 years, I've used cast iron fry pans, and they emit the iron. And so I'm wondering, because there's iron sometimes in some of my supplements, and can you overdose on iron?
Yes, you can, ma'am. Have your doctor check what's called serum iron. Now, do not let them check just serum ferritin. Ferritin is a liver protein that carries the iron around. It's like a suitcase for the iron. And when we want to measure contents of the suitcase, namely iron, it does not help to measure just the suitcase and assume there's iron in it. So you always want the serum iron done.
Okay. Oh, that's great. That's great to know. So also, I heard from you a couple weeks ago that potassium iodide on your cysts in your hands will help alleviate the pain or dissolve them. Did I hear that right?
Halfway, ma'am, because it has to be the type of cyst that has fatty, oily material in it. There are other cysts that have a watery, real watery material, and it doesn't help those ones. It helps the ones with fatty, oily material. Those are called sebaceous cysts. I didn't make that up. That's just what they're called. And we better get over here to Catherine next, but I will mention that your doctor can find out for you whether this is a sebaceous cyst or one of the aqueous cysts with watery in it, just by sticking in a needle and pulling the needle out and seeing what comes out. So there you go, ma'am.
So the potassium iodide would help with the sebaceous, oily ones.
Yes, ma'am.
That's right. All right. Well, I'll call you back next week. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
You're welcome, ma'am. Bye.